Nothing here. Let's sort of move on through the list here, and I'll take a standby at some point and see if we can check in anybody else. My name is Jim. I'm PAJBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. First off, AADON Max, our careless leader, is not able to make it today, so I have his update. So his update is, final planning meeting for Eye of the Storm, a statewide functional exercise, February 3rd, is Wednesday morning. The Interoperability Board meets in the afternoon, and the FEMA Region 5 OXCOM subcommittee meeting is in the evening. Thursday afternoon, the OXCOM work group meets, followed by a planning meeting for FEMA R5 RECWIG. As Max wants everyone to stay warm, safe, and healthy, so that is Max's KATON update. Might as well proceed with mine. We're still working on getting our group's IO completely up, ran in all the last stragglers into the system, so that's proceeding along nicely. Other than that, things on the radio front are, basically moving along at a very slow, burbly pace that usually happens in the winter. And also, this is one of the occasions during the year when I think about the all those folks that are currently serving the nation and those that have served, both living and dead, and I certainly do appreciate their service and their sacrifice and service to the country. So with that, I will have NAOBU, your comments, sir.
I don't have anything really good input today. I'm getting ready to eat dinner. I just actually sat down with the in front of me, but I appreciate everybody that works as net controls and all that that they do out here. There's very little that I can do, so that's what I do. I try to link this in each week. Thanks again for being net control. Everybody, please drive safe and stay warm, and I'll be monitoring here if I'm needed. NAOBU.
NAOBU, thanks for setting up the link. We appreciate that. Let's move now to November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jim. This is Tim, NAWRO, one of the AECs from Macomb, another D2 county. First on the list, we're creating a new MICON liaison procedure document. During the wintertime, we got a little extra time. So it's for next year, and we really appreciate St. Clair County's help with that. We pretty much copied a lot from their document. Personally, I'm looking forward to being one of the key stations for next season for Macomb County. The other item is that the postcard recruitment project is back in full swing now that the FCC is open, and our deputy EC, Mike, he handles some VEC training sessions, and he handed them out. We had four people pass last night at his area, and he just hands the postcards out there, so it saves postage like that. And lastly, tomorrow night we have our organizational meeting for our 501c3. We're going to have the bylaw vote, and hopefully we'll be official by tomorrow night. That's all for Macomb County. As always, thanks to control operator Mike, N8OBU, Jeff, KE8SWR, and all at Central Michigan for making the link available. We're on our local UHF or VHF repeater in Mount Clemens. This is N8WRO. Back to you, Jim.
Hi, N8WRO. Thanks for your comments there. Yeah, becoming a 501c3, we certainly try to take advantage of that here. And it sounds like you guys are really staying busy, actually, during the winter there, which I think is good to hear. Anyway, thanks very much for joining the net. Let's move next to November 9, Uniform X-Ray November. Your comments, sir.